Good afternoon, everybody, or almost good afternoon. I'd like to call the committee to order.
Madam Chair.
Representative Benson.
Madam Chair, I've read the minutes for Thursday, March 7th, and I move that they be approved.
Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And the minutes are adopted. Thank you very much. We have a number of agency bills to move through the committee to the committee of their proper jurisdiction. And I'm going to move them one by one rather than as a one motion, so five motions. And we're just doing this again pursuant to our rules that the agency bills be moved through here if they didn't meet the deadline. So are there any questions about what we're about to do? Same thing we have been doing. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pursuant to Rule 1.10 of our House rules, that basically says a bill, I'll just read it if that's okay. In regular session, a bill prepared by a department or agency of state government must be introduced and given its first reading at least 10 days before the date of the first committee deadline. So these bills have not met that rule. What is your plan?
Representative Dowd and members, my plan is to move them through the Rules Committee so that they can go to the Committee of Jurisdiction. Sorry, I'm turning off my phone. That's a good citizen. So they can go to the Committee of Jurisdiction and be considered.
Madam Chair.
Representative.
If we're in violation of Rule 1.10, that basically would not be an order, I think. And I guess you can answer this, but I think it would be up to the body to have to suspend that rule to allow these bills to move forward. Is it your intention to bring this to the floor for a suspension of Rule 1.10?
I'm looking to Mr. McCormick to see if
maybe he can answer that question.
Mr. Chairman, members, custom and usage on Rule 1.10 has been that the Rules Committee has waived Rule 1.10 for further action. It's up to the body if they want to decide to waive it as a on the floor with a motion, but this has just been the way we've done it in the past.
Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So in the past, we have allowed the Rules Committee to waive this rule. Is that what you're saying?
Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chairman, it hasn't been done in several years, but we have in the past we have had the Rules Committee waive 1.10 for further action and sort of treated it as the same as waiving 2.03 for further action on the governor's agency bills.
Madam Chair, thank you. Obviously I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. Our House rules are obviously of a higher precedence than our custom and usage in the House. So it seems to me that if we're in violation of that rule, that really it's up to the body to suspend that rule.
Representative Dowd and members, we are trying to accommodate a very busy staff who are working to draft bills, members' bills, and agency bills. And I know that they are working hard, and we are working hard, and we do a lot of inputting into the process. I think that it's important that the agency bills get heard and debated, and the policy matter is heard and debated. And we can take this up on the floor, but we will end up here again. So it will really just create a road bump, if you will. And what I would like to accomplish is to honor custom and usage, the work that the Rules Committee has done before, in order to get the committees into the Committee of Jurisdiction so that policy can be debated, which is, I think, the work that we want to do as a legislature. And so while I understand you're looking at the rules, I'm looking at a past practice and would ask that the committee honor that past practice, but mostly honor the work that the staff is doing to produce these bills as quickly as they can, to respect that they have a lot to do, and not to penalize that process by calling greater attention to it, and mostly to work together to get the bills into the committee so that they can be heard and debated there. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm, you know, obviously I'm not trying to be difficult. I do know that that the staff is busy, and we're trying to move a lot of bills that through to meet deadlines here. I do know that when these agency bills are drafted, a copy is sent to my office as well. So I do know, at least in one case, the House Bill 1358. You know, my office has had this since about February 6th. So I know that it wasn't drafting that held that bill up. I just, you know, and I think what's important to note here, Madam Chair and members, is you know, obviously we have these rules for a reason, and in our in the precedence of how we operate, the House rules are of a higher precedence than custom and usage. And if we're going to have these rules, we should follow them. So, you know, I think I don't know that there's anything here that's, you know, so controversial that, you know, we're trying to slip anything past anybody. I'm not implying that that's the case, but I know that at least in one of the cases of these bills, the bill was ready and ready to be introduced, you know, far prior to that 10-day deadline that's put forth in Rule 1.10. So I think that, you know, we can't talk about custom and usage as a reason to do this, because that is of a lower precedence than our House rules. So it seems to me, if we're going to follow our rules, the right way to do this is go to the floor. Now, I'm not trying to be difficult. If you obviously you're the chair of the committee, and if you want to send these to the committees, you probably can do that. But I think the right thing to do here is take these to the floor for a suspension of this rule.
Representative Norton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would speak in support of moving these ahead to their committees and not wasting time. We have custom and usage here that we can fall back on, and we do all the time in this body. I have one of the bills, House File 1448, at the bottom, that was due to staff overload. They were working very hard trying to get this done. Could not find the time to get all the needs of this body as well as the department to get these drafted in time. And from my perspective, it's a very important bill that does need time in the committee for lots of discussion, both public advocates and discussion among members. And so I really don't want to see this delayed. I want our committee to be able to do the work it needs to do to make certain that this bill gets out of committee in the right form to come to the floor. So I would just encourage us to use custom and usage and move this ahead today.
Is there any other discussion? All right. I would move House File 1358 pursuant to Rule 1.10 of the House rules. The Rules Committee is required to refer any agency bill. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jess.
So I'm going to start over again, and I move that House File 1358 be re-referred to the Environment Policy Committees, and that subsequent actions on this bill under Rule 1.10 of the House rules be waived. Is there any further discussion? Representative Dell.
I think that you know, I'm comfortable if you want to do this without the waiving the 1.1, because I think ultimately it's up to the body, and I'm not sure that the Rules Committee, as you said, under custom and usage, there's a precedence that this has been waived by the Rules Committee in the past, but our House rule is pretty clear, and I think ultimately it's up to the body. So if I don't know if the chair would be more comfortable if that motion just wouldn't suspend Rule 1.1, but just send the bills to committee, and then if the body chooses to take this up later, we certainly can. And I know we can even with that waiving of the rule in place by the Rules Committee, but I might feel more comfortable if you do it that way. Just a suggestion.
Thank you, Representative Dowd. Duly noted. Is there any other discussion? And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no.
No.
And the motion is adopted. I move that House File 1359 be re-referred to the Labor, Workplace, and Regulated Industries Committee, and that the subsequent actions on this bill under Rule 1.10 of the House rules be waived. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no.
No.
And that motion is adopted. Thank you. And third, I move that House File 1389 be referred to the Government Operations Committee, and that subsequent actions on this bill under Rule 1.10 of the House rules be waived. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. I move that House File 1390 be re-referred to the Government Operations Committee and that subsequent actions on this bill under Rule 1.10 of the House Rules be waived. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no.
No.
And that motion is adopted. And finally, I move that House File 1448 be re-referred to the Health and Human Services Policy Committee and that subsequent actions on this bill under Rule 1.10 of the House Rules be waived. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no.
No.
And the motion is adopted. I appreciate appreciate your perspective. I'd also like to move. Okay. With that, the meeting is adjourned.